Hello, my name is Kelly Bramblett, and I am a trauma support coach and spiritual mentor who works with people from all over the world who are struggling with unresolved wounding. I do this by gently guiding them to healing, peace, and self-love through my one-on-one coaching. In addition to this, I also write a weekly spiritually based blog and I'm the host of Kelly Bramblett's High Vibe podcast, which can be heard on all major streaming platforms. My mission is to help spread a message of hope to the hopeless and inspire others to heal the collective by first healing themselves. I am a fully certified general life coach, trauma care specialist, law of attraction practitioner, EFT practitioner, and a level 3 Usui Reiki master teacher. My first book, Alchemy of the Phoenix, From the Ashes of Trauma to the Light of Love, was released July 1st, 2020, and continues to offer further support for trauma survivors worldwide. You can learn more about my work by visiting my website at www.kellybramblett.com. Hello and welcome to this High Vibe podcast episode. I am thrilled to be welcoming Tiffany Borbolas to the show today, which is really special because Tiffany is a beautiful, lovely woman that I started working with about 2 years ago who has now gone on to do just wonderful, amazing things. So it's really, really exciting to have her on the show today to talk about her mission and everything that she's offering. Tiffany is a holistic health and wellness practitioner. She offers online coaching for women who are ready to make lasting change and finally start living their ideal healthy lifestyle. As a holistic health and wellness coach, she takes women through a journey of reintroduction to themselves. Her mission is to help as many women as she can end the war within themselves so they can start living their ideal life now. I am going to take a quick break and I will be back to dive right in with Tiffany. So welcome to the show, Tiffany. I am very, very excited to have you here today to share a little bit about yourself and what you're passionate about. I'm just going to jump right in and see if you would like to share a little bit about your background, your history, and what kind of led you to going back to school to become a holistic health and wellness practitioner and coach.
Thank you, Kelly. I am also so psyched to be here. My background in general is, first and foremost, I'm a woman. I'm a mother. I'm a mother of three and a wife. Going back to school has always been my heart. I feel like I've always been pulled through just learning and growth and everything. And for a long time, looking back, the universe was definitely throwing out to follow my passions, but I just wasn't sure what those were. I was not in tune with those. It definitely was just always there that I wanted to do something. I wanted to serve people, but never understood how to get in touch with that or really have the strength to approach something like that when you're a working full-time mom and wife. And then we had the worst, just a really big loss in my family. And I'm not even sure what it did inside me besides that it broke me enough that I had to reach out for help. Reach out to counseling. I reached out to a trauma specialist, i.e. you. And from there, what took place was a year of getting to know myself for the first time. At the same time that I jumped in with you as a trauma specialist, who eventually became like my spirituality coach, I was opening up to a whole new world, a whole new getting to know myself. And I, for some reason, Suihas came to me many, many times in my past about wanting to sign up and be a part of their programs there. And I just jumped in full force and chose their longest, hardest diploma program, which was holistic wellness and nutrition practitioner, and kept going. And like I said, it's really hard because I can't really pinpoint how all of this took place. It was literally just like doing the next right thing, taking the next step, whether that was taking guidance from you, other sources of inspiration and learning, and just going for it.
It has been so beautiful watching your journey over
what I think it's been like about the last year and a half that we first started working together, and just seeing you bloom into this beautiful space.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been 2 years in February.
Really?
And yeah. And my major energy shift, like I said, that first year of working with you was, and just working in general of getting to know myself and who I was, it happened a year later. It happened in February. I went to Disney World with my family. And I had six loved ones with me. And on the very last day that we were there, I broke, and I didn't know why in the moment. But a silence fell over me, a darkness fell over me. I felt mute. My husband was begging for me to speak to him for weeks after we got home. I had, at some point, a light had started shining, and I started finding my way out of it. When I did get out of it, I went back to my Reiki practitioner. And when I explained what had just taken place and why my intentions for being there that day, she said, "Oh, honey, I feel like you have had the dark night of the soul. I feel like that's what just took place." And from that point forward, like, I have those spirit bumps that happens every time I tell a story. It was just an unfolding of falling in love with myself, because what I realized had happened in Disney World, I do not find it the happiest place in the world anymore. But what I found happened there was, I was so busy trying to keep all six of my loved ones that were with me happy at one time that I broke when I couldn't. I couldn't keep them all going and all doing what they wanted and all being happy. And I just broke inside. And something, looking back, was like, what do you need though? Where's your happiness in all of this? Who is Tiffany? And I feel like that was a question that even you, Kelly, has asked me several times, like trying to get to know myself and my inner child. And I'm like, I have no idea who that is. Who are we talking about? You know?
Yeah. I find that like, that is kind of a never ending journey in some ways too, because it's like each time we heal a little more, we reemerge a new person. And so it's like, now I need to get to know this person and this person. Yeah. And it's kind of like that, you know, Phoenix analogy of, you know, we die 1,000 deaths in this one lifetime, and we are reborn 1,000 times. And I think each time we go through that process of relearning ourselves in this new way of being. And it is definitely a beautiful process, I think.
Yes, it can be difficult and scary at times. But if you just go through, like, and take, like I said, just the next right step, the next breadcrumb that's laying in front of you, you just follow it, and you will blossom into being even more than what you could imagine you being.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So can you kind of share what holistic wellness means to you?
Absolutely. I'm asked this often, because I say it a lot, even like in my title and stuff. And so I like to break down the two words, holistic and wellness. And holistic to me, you can look at it as like your whole being, mind, body, soul, or you can look at it, it's just the whole part. So it could also be your whole life. If you think of it as an outsider, all the roles that you play in your life, it's just the whole is what holistic means to me, and taking all of that into account. Wellness, the actual definition of wellness, is the state of being comfortable, healthy, and happy. So to sum it up, holistic wellness means to me to be in a state of happiness, health, and peace in all areas and with your whole being.
And I think it's so important, because we tend to want to like put everything in neat little boxes. So like with Western medicine, I feel like go in and, oh, my back's hurting or something's hurting. And they're throwing all these tests at you. And it's just focused on this one physical aspect, but it's like, it's so connected with our energy body and our spiritual body. And it's just feels like often these things are so put into these neat little boxes, but we don't treat the body as a whole across the board. So it's so important and such amazing work.
And it's so true. Like, I literally just got off the phone with a fellow soul sister this morning, and I was like, Kelly's going to bring this up today. But we are talking about doctors, and with zero judgment right now when I speak this, but Western medicine, you know, they're trained to help the symptom. Mm-hmm. And so their specialty is that. My specialty is not diagnosing or prescribing. That's their specialty. But for me, they can't do my specialty either without the right training. So as they're masking the symptoms, they're not handling the source. And it goes for everything. Now we're talking doctors and physical ailments, but really it's just life in general. You can see a counselor, but not get the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about getting to that at the source of what's causing all of it. And I think it's interesting, just even in the body, you might be feeling pain in your right arm, but the source of that could be the completely opposite part of the body. And I think the same thing's true when we are looking at these different aspects of what makes us whole. So many of the symptoms that are being treated, I feel like, go back to energetics and healing energetically at that root source. And I think then you can actually be free of it rather than slapping that Band-Aid on and like, okay, well, I can survive this day because I have 10 medications that I'm taking and I can get through. And then tomorrow I'm going to wake up with those same aches and pains and I'm going to do the same thing. And you're just kind of treading water. You're not really actually healing in that space.
Yeah. Or growing. And you're just literally at the end of your life, you have just a stack of Band-Aids on you with still the same wound.
So what do you believe the secret to women living a complete holistic lifestyle is?
It is the exact opposite of what all of us do to begin with. Like if you take what the end is, and what the end is for most women, what it was for me, is that you will love yourself once you get to this. And for some reason, and I really can't put my finger on it. It had something to do with the awakening. It had, I mean, just a bunch of stuff took place in these 6 to 8 months before. But for me, I had to fall in love with myself. And then once I started looking back going, I have not said one negative icky thing about myself in the mirror when I check myself out after I get ready. Like, what is that? Well, I love myself. Like, I truly see my soul and I love myself. So the secret is to go inside first, to love your whole being first, and then watch as, because we deal with a lot of physical appearances. And so then you start watching your beautiful goddess that's already there start transforming, and it comes out on your inside. I know that to love yourself first is kind of a cliche, that a lot of women have heard that. And I was rolling my eyes to you. So I feel it every time I speak it, because I used to do it all the time. Well, I'll love myself when I fit into a size 5. How about that? And that's just how it goes. But in the same breath, I'm proof that coming out of the mindset and leaving all that behind and loving yourself right now, and then loving your body into the lasting changes you want is possible. And frankly, in my opinion, the path of least resistance.
And it's so important and it is so hard. And I think, you know, working in the trauma field, I work with a lot of women who have experienced a lot of trauma that's affected the way they view themselves and their shame. And there's all this guilt and all of these things. And the way that some of us talk to ourselves, even subconsciously, not aware, is heartbreaking. It's really about meeting ourselves exactly where we're at with gentleness, compassion, and that radical self-acceptance, and just really extending love to ourselves no matter what. It's so interesting because so much of the harsh and cruel things that many women are saying to themselves on a regular basis, they would never dream of saying this to anyone else, even their worst enemies a lot of
times. 100%.
It seems like it's so much easier for us to be compassionate with others sometimes than it is for us to be compassionate with ourselves.
And so we have to get down to why is that? 100%. It's all, you have to go inside first.
And sure. That's, I think too, like that is also so cliche, right? But I just feel like these things get repeated over and over for a reason. And we kind of become numb to them because we do hear them so much. Yeah. But I think the greatest lessons are in the simplicity of these things that we do hear over and over. There's a reason why these lessons and these messages have been repeated, that they have become so cliche. It doesn't take away from the profound wisdom and potency to the truth of them still.
It really goes to show too. And it's one thing that I'm practicing in my business and my personal life, is it's all in your journey. How many times have I heard that in my 37 years? A lot. And never could it sink in. Never could it sink in until I was on the journey of self-healing, and I was on the journey of a spiritual awakening and getting reintroduced to myself. Could I hear that? And it's the same for anybody that I'm either working with or even just having conversation in personal life. like to speak to their journey, although I'm a little bit further along than they may be in this one area, to be able to backpedal and meet them where they're at and maybe help them lay out the next breadcrumb, the next stepping stone to get them to where they want to be.
Yeah, there's something really comforting being with people who actually can relate to aspects of your situation because they've been there too.
Absolutely.
So how do you help women fall back in love with themselves and their bodies and their lives?
So I actually just created, and it was off of a 21-day challenge group that I was in coaching in general, but I just created a package because once I had this realization with myself, because I've been coaching clients in a more coaching way, you know what I mean? Just let's get you to your goals. Let's meet those goals. And when I had this aha moment in my own journey and I was like, man, we got to do this differently. I created this package, which is a body image renovation, and it's a 6-week course. And I'm also offering Reiki with it, as I do, like you had already said, it's working with everything in the body. And so working with your energies while you're working with your mindset and your physical body and things like that is so important. So what we do is we dig deep. We get to know where they're at right now and where they want to be. And then where's the blocks? Because mm-hmm. those blocks are those internal things that we have to get through. In whatever practices that I do bring forth, a lot of journaling and meditation and walking them through it. I have certifications in EFT. I'm also a mindfulness facilitator. So in all of these modalities that I have, I try to walk them through building practices for themselves to start becoming aware who they are, introducing themselves to who they really are, because so many of us, like me, until I don't know, 8 months ago, I didn't know who I was. And I think it's the same for most women. And what do they want? And how do we stand up for what we want? And so we dig deep, we get to those things. We do weekly one-on-one calls, coaching calls. I also offer plenty of opportunity for accountability throughout the week. Like I said, the Reiki that goes hand in hand with it. But more than all of these, the goal in working with these beautiful souls is to help them get reintroduced to their beautiful goddess inside, to figure out what she needs to feel loved and to shine, and then start doing that. Mm-hmm. What my clients see happening is that their goals start becoming fun and easy because they are achieving them out of love for themselves and not mere willpower, because that can only take you so far. Mm-hmm. Willpower, and that's why call it a failure, a learning lesson. But along the way, your willpower only goes so far. But when I started eating plant-based and I started moving my body for fun and I started doing it out of pure love for what my body wanted, for stopping being mindful and aware of what I wanted in the moment, you and I were just talking about being an intuitive eater. But once I started adding all of that in, that is when everything became fun. Everything became easy. I was consistent. And pounds have dropped off me, but not really a whole lot. I mean, I think 10 to 12 pounds, depending on the day, since February, but I feel like I am shining and a freaking badass every single day, because I love myself and that's how I present myself to the world. Yeah. And it overflows to the world.
I think it's so key too, because there is so much focus on weight loss, right? Like, I want to get to this size. I want to get to this goal, weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. And so the rest is just kind of what you're doing to achieve that weight loss goal. Something you said that really hit home, and it's something that I've actually been thinking about in my own life and applying in my own life as well, is if really you start doing it for the love of your body. My body feels good when I stretch. It's good for my spine. I'm doing this, like you said, because I love myself and I know that it's good for me to move. But I find like yoga and dancing and walking and hiking and being outside and moving my body and being silly even and active is how I enjoy moving the most. I really saw within myself, like I said, a shift once I stopped thinking I need to do this because I want to look this way or I want to achieve this weight. And instead it was like, I'm literally just doing this because it's healthy for me, because it feels good for my body, and because I love myself.
Yes, 100%. And really, I mean, the first step besides going inward and starting to find yourself and loving yourself in any journey that you take, I have become aware that awareness and mindfulness in the moment, even the bad stuff. So, I talk a lot about you know, in the moment of I've been addicted to cigarettes since I was 11 years old, and it's a battle every day. I'm not really a battle, but I have to make a choice every day. But one of the things that I've been practicing lately is if I do that, I am mindful with, for instance, that every drag. Mm-hmm. I am mindful with how it hurts my throat, how stuffy I feel, how much I smell, like every single thing about it, I become mindful about, and then I don't want it anymore. You just have to start with the negative and the good. Same with food. Mm-hmm. If you choose to have a bowl of ice cream, eat it mindfully. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, your taste buds are on fire there. It's, you know, loving life and it goes down. How do you feel for the complete hour that you're eating it and afterwards? Mm-hmm. And if you choose to do it, then freaking do it with joy and gratitude and love every bite of that ice cream, right? But in the same breath, be mindful. And if you think that it upsets your tummy, like it does mine, dairy, then use it mindfully. You know, it's really just about changing. Like you said, it's flipping the script. Mm-hmm. It's not about you can't have ice cream because you're fat and you must lose weight and this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. It is about I don't choose to have that tonight because I know how I'm going to feel tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'll save it.
Well, and I love, love, love. Like I got the chills when you said, and if you are going to do it joyfully. It's always about balance, right? Like being mm-hmm. really rigid with anything is going to kind of set you up to not accomplish those goals. So sometimes, regardless, some people are going to have that bowl of ice cream or going to treat yes. themselves to their favorite quote unquote unhealthy food. And I love what you said, like do it joyfully, because how often do we indulge in that way and then we spend the next 3 days beating ourselves up over it, or even refusing to eat the whole next day? Like, oh, I had ice cream and I feel so horrible and I have no willpower. So now I'm just going to suffer all day and punish myself in these ways by withholding.
Absolutely. And it is everything. Like I just, you know, it's those times that first of all, when I'm speaking to women, I just want to either reach through the phone. If I'm in person, I just want to wrap them up in a hug because it brings tears to my eyes to know that other women are being tormented and in the cage that I was in, mm-hmm. especially once you come to the other side. And not that I'm always there. I'm not trying to be perfect here or say that I have found it. I'm done. I don't even have to live this life no more. What I'm saying is that as far as I've made it on this journey, it's so much better. It's just so much more peaceful. And I just, you have, once you find your own self-love and self-compassion and acceptance, it is a huge to everybody, even around you. You think you love with all your might right now with everybody who's around you and your loved ones, wait till you start loving yourself. You're out of this cage and you're free to love and accept and live in a non-judgment way that all I can say is it's freeing. And I want to free so many other women out there so bad.
I know you're going to. I can already tell you are so powerful at this. I can just feel it running through me. Before we go today, can you tell my listeners where they can go? I'm sure a ton of people are going to want to find you after hearing this. Where can they go to learn more about your program and your work and just about you in general?
So first is my website, and it's simpleserenitywithtiffany.com. I have a blog on there. All of my social media is on there so they can click on it. If they do want to find me, I always have to read it off because I don't understand the links, but I'm on Facebook, Tiffany Bourboulis, last name Bourboulis, and also on Instagram. And then I do have a business one, which is Simple Serenity with Tiffany on both Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. And as always, I will have those links available in the box below. And if you are listening to this, she has an offering for you basically with a wonderful discount. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that as well?
I would love to. For anyone listening to this podcast, I'm giving my 6-week wellness package with, which is 6 one-on-one coaching sessions and accountability, communication throughout the 6 weeks at a discount of 30%. So instead of being $333, it is $222 for all of your listeners. And I'm also adding in 2 Reiki sessions during those 6 weeks. Yeah. And so the discount code is HIGHVIBE33.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's so generous of you. And like I said, I'm sure a ton of my listeners are going to be reaching out to you. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your insight, and a little bit about your own personal journey. I appreciate you and I appreciate the work you're doing so much.
Thank you, Kelly. Just being in your light is amazing. I love every second of it.